Yeah, well, I don't know. This is something new. We're trying to record on both sides of the tape. I don't know if I even got the son of a bitch on the right way.
Hi, Uber. How you doing tonight? Well, it's 16th of October. 4 more days and I'll be here in 9 months. Starting to get short. Less than 100 days. Wow. Before I forget, I got a package from Alice today. Tell her thank you very much. And I especially enjoyed the beans tonight. I didn't get to go to chow because I work late. So, I come back and had me a can of beans. Tell also I got a letter from her today, and I like Pete's new car. And I was happy to hear from her, and I'll write to her as soon as I can. It'll probably be tomorrow or the next day. I guess by now you got my orders. You find out that I'm going to Fort Campbell, Kentucky. It's kind of a long ways from home, but hell, it's the closest I've ever been since I've been in the Air Force, so. At least it isn't in Vietnam, it's in the States. That's something. I was talking to a couple of guys last night. I know they're in the Army, and they tell me that Fort Campbell's about 50 miles away from Nashville, Tennessee, so. When I go there, I might be able to get a chance to go to Tennessee. I've never been there before, so it might be interesting. What the hell? I went on TDY to Thailand day before yesterday. Got back this afternoon. I bought myself a couple of things. I'm going to send them home either within the next few days of payday. I addressed them to Carl. Oh, there's a couple of swords, two swords. So if you open the package, you go right ahead and open the package. You might as well look at them. And I'd probably hang them on my wall or something. Or else put them in a drawer in a closet or something and hide them for till I move out, I get married or something. But I did buy them for myself. I don't plan on giving them to anybody. If Carl would like, I said, or anybody that you know would like, I said, I try and pick some up the next time I go on TDY. I didn't get down to Bangkok, so I couldn't buy any more bronzeware. In this tape that you sent me, you mentioned that I didn't say who they were for. But more than that, for you, I wrote you a letter and explained to you that you could have the bronzeware. I was going to save it and give it to you for Christmas, but the hell with it. You might as well get it now. I'll try and find something else for you. Also, I bought something for Carl while I was in Thailand. I'm not going to tell him what it is, and I'll get it wrapped up and send it home probably within the next couple of weeks. I don't know. Kind of short on cash, seeing that I just got back from R&R last month. It cost me quite a bit of money, so I'm still kind of short on cash. I got enough to last me a payday, but I'm not in very good shape. Let me see. I went to the movie last night. I saw the Green Berets. If you have any plans on seeing it, don't. It isn't worth the trouble. Especially Carl. He wouldn't be interested in it all. It's so fake, it's not even funny. I think it's more a political thing than anything else, really. Because it's really a crummy portrayal of the war in Vietnam. Because, I mean, if I was in the States and I had never been here, I would look at that movie and say, wow. But I've been here for 9 months, so that movie didn't do anything for me. It just made me sick. Just looking at it and thinking, you know, it wasn't very good. Let's see. I don't know what I told you. I got my Air Force Commendation Medal. I'll send that home too sometime. I got the medal and the ribbon and also a lapel pin. I'll send it home sometimes. When I get around to getting it wrapped up, or else I wrap it up myself. I don't know. I got that, my Vietnam service ribbon I'll send home. Probably my Vietnam campaign ribbon. I picked up a bunch of ribbons the other day. I went over to CBPO, and for once they had the ribbons. And they're supposed to issue them to you, but they never have them. I went over there and they had them, so shall I picked them up. I also got awarded my good conduct ribbon. Wow. Still 2 weeks before I go over three, but they gave it to me in advance. I don't know why. Probably because they had them. I guess I'll be wearing, let me see, I'll be wearing either 9 or 10 ribbons when I come home, depending on whether I get the Bronze Star or not. There's still a remote possibility that I can get that, but I kind of doubt it now because it's been downgraded 3 times already to the Air Force Commendation Medal, so I doubt if I'll get it. But, tell you what, I didn't get a very good APR from Sergeant Maneri. He left. I was mad. They really burned my ass that he didn't give me an outstanding APR. So I'm not going to bust my ass anymore for the rest of the time I'm here. I had to do my work and work my 14 hours, and that's going to be it. I'm not going to work any extra or anything else because I'm fed up with it, really. That SOB could have given me a much better APR than he did. It's like the last one I got. This APR is going to hurt me as far as promotion is concerned. If it gets in my promotion folder soon enough, I'll be eligible February 1st. Wow. And most likely I'll get it February 1st. I took my 5-level test for the second time in July. I got my results back 2 weeks ago. I got a 95 on it. But I lucked out really because the first time I took it when I was in Duluth, I got a 65 on it when they lost the results. So I got a 95 on it, so I'm much better off. Also, I'm taking a course in administrative practices, an Extension Course Institute course, so that that'll be on my APR too, and that'll look good for promotion and stuff. And I'm taking a course in advanced electronics. I took a course in basic electronics and passed that with a 85, so I'm taking this other course. First course cost me $5, and now they're for nothing. As long as I pass them, they don't cost me a dime. So I'm going to take this other electronics course. And I don't think I'll have any trouble with it. It's mostly reading schematics and stuff like that. So I don't think I'll have any trouble with it because I'm quite knowledgeable on that. I got the boxes to send the tapes in from you, so I was happy about that. I got about, I think I got 3 or 4 tapes in my locker that I can send to you. Before I have to buy some more. They haven't had any tapes. They still haven't got any tapes in the BX. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll just have to wait and see what happens. Let me see. What the deal is over. There must be something to talk about. I know I ain't gonna be able to fill up both sides of this damn tape. There ain't no way. But I'll fill up this side and mail it to you. So with the shit, you'll be able to send me back another one. Maybe by then I'll have something to say. I should be getting my orders within about 30 days. When I do, I'll probably send you a copy of it. Wow. You already know where I'm going. I suppose I have to tell Gail where I'm going too. She'll probably have a fit. A while. I care. I think she probably wants to get married too much. So, I don't know what I'm going to do. I just have to wait and see what happens. I still have some time left in the Air Force when I get back. I might even re-enlist, I don't know, shit. It's not a bad life. The Air Force is kind of nice. Being over here isn't too good, but when I was in the States, it wasn't bad. Anything to talk about. The thing I buy from Thailand now, Thailand's a wood carving. I know he'll like it. He better like it, I'll kill him. I'm gonna get one of the girls in my shop is going to the Philippines. And I'm gonna get a blowgun from him. And I'm gonna get a crossbow off another guy that's going up country, TDY. I'm gonna get a Monoguard crossbow off of him. So I should have quite a few weapons when I get home, if nothing else. This friend of mine in the Army, he's got an AK-47, Chi-Com AK-47 weapon that the VC use all the time. He said he'd sell it to me if I wanted it, but I don't know if I want a rifle or not. If I get one, it'll work, so no problem about that. My watch quit on me yesterday, so I gotta go out and buy a new damn watch now. It really makes me sick. I shouldn't really buy a good watch, but I probably will. Might as well buy one. I think I'm gonna buy a Gruen or a Benrus or some pretty expensive watch so that I have one when I get home, because I really don't have any real good watches. This last watch that I got in January. I got it right after I got here. It lasted through hail and high water. It went through rocket attacks and getting wet and getting blown up and getting banged against things, so I can't really complain that it quit. So I'll probably just buy me a new one, because I have to know what time it is. Hey, Wink. Got another beer? Got another beer? Got another beer? Oh, come on. You saw. Hey, Ron, you gonna re-up?
Sure, man.
Yeah, you're a lifer. I can tell you're a lifer just by looking at you.
I gotta get the bennies,
man. Yay for the bennies. Hey, Zeke, you're gonna re-enlist. I know that. Yeah, you got almost as much time and grade as I got.
Right.
You know, I got more time and grade than any airman first and 7th Air Force. I got a 95 on my 501. I better not get promoted until March. Yes.
I ran out the day before yesterday.
Well, they decided to have a party down here by my area, so I think I'll close it tonight.
Lifers suck!
I might re-enlist.
I think we got a sabotage.
If I want to re-enlist, I will.
I'm going to sabotage.
Look at all the bennies you get being a lifer. Wow. 3 square meals and a bunk to sleep in, what more do you need?
Yeah,
3 squares and a rack.
And a rack. Yeah. Working.
Working, this is NKP, working, over, working.
Be nice, G.I.
Well, I think I'll close this off for tonight. And mail it to you. Gonna play it back and see if there's any profanity in it.
Okay. So just keep thinking about that. And if you have an opportunity to go somewhere where you can take courses or something to advance yourself, I think you should look into that situation too, because anything that you can do to better yourself will be to your own advantage in the later times, you know, in the future. Well, dear, I guess that's all for now, so I'm going to wind this up and say I hope I hear from you real soon. Take care. Be good. And I love you, dear. Bye-bye.